said no, McCoy excited every morning with Roshan. Those who have the shul, that because the Pesach has to be eaten by midnight. The Gemara in the end of Pesach and the Kuf Pop and the day is quoted as well as the Gemara Brachas. Is of the opinion that when it says in the Chumash, you have to eat the Korban Pesach by night, those two words, balayla hazeh, have the connotation of eating it by chatzos. So the other pasuk says, babart be'eretz in the time balayla hazeh, the case is called b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Psukim tell us that Machas Bchoris occurred at Chatzos. So the same phrase, Balayla Hazeh, appears with respect to eating the Korban Pesach, and you have to have completed the Korban Pesach by midnight. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, Menatari can eat the Korban Pesach all night long. It's only a Gzeirah Midin Rabbanan that you have to finish by Chatzos, because if you permit people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, it's very difficult to know when it's halos hashachar. And if you're going to eat today, it's easy. Today, every other person, more than every other person, has a watch. You look in a newspaper, is the one halos, and it tells you when halos hashachar is. But in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, it's very hard to tell when halos hashachar is. The people by mistake will not eat the Korban Pesach after halos hashachar. They'll be in violation of an iser koris. They're eating the iser. So to prevent people, to protect people from violating the Issa Chorus of Noisar, so the natives there, the Rabbanan, you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. How do we pass on halacha l'maisa? Tosfos is not too sure. And Kuf Chof on the base. Maybe the din should be like Rav Loza ben Azariah, because the Mishnah in Zel Mekoyman is like Rav Loza ben Azariah, because the Mishnah records it as a double negative. Pesach ein nechal elo ad Chatzos. Very strong. Sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. It would have been a din d'rabban. They should have said in a pan, eat the Korban Pesach by chatzos. The double negative sounds like it's a real din d'oraisa. So Tosfos is not sure. You have a few stomach mishnayos like Rav Loza ben Azariah. Maybe that's the din. What's the difference halacha l'maisa? Bottom line, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. So the Gemara says here on Kuf Kof and Beis, the difference is, what about by matzah? If it's a din d'oraisa like Rav Loza ben Azariah's opinion, that you have to finish eating Korban Pesach by chatzos, so the Chumash writes the mitzvah of eating the matzah in the morah together with the Korban Pesach, a matzah samram yochluhu, so that's like a hekesh. So just like a hekesh means the dinim are compared, so just like the Korban Pesach has to be completed by chatzos, then a Torah, so the matzah and the morah also have to be completed by chatzos.
That's the practical Pesach shayne. Amas from Yahlu, Pasuk Pesach Shani.
Good.
So yes, your mass among Yahlu.
Okay, good. Good. Pesach Shani, but it applies to Pesach Lishon also. Good. So the Gemara says, however, but if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's only a Xerim in the Rabbanan that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, because people by mistake may continue to eat after Los HaShachar, they'll be in violation of an Avera. So the Gemara assumes they have no right, the Chachamim have no right to make Gzeirah d'Rabbanan by matzah. What would be the greatest tragedy if someone will not eat the matzah by Alos HaShachar, and the lead after Alos HaShachar? He won't be out to the mitzvah of matzah. He won't be out to the mitzvah of matzah if he eats it in the morning. But he won't be in violation of an Aveira. If he eats Korban Pesach in the morning after Alos HaShachar, you're in violation of an Issa Koris. And the Chachanim authorized to make Gzeirah d'Rabbanan to protect people from violating Averis. But if you're afraid people will be negligent, they won't be outside the mitzvah, apparently the Gemara seems to assume you have no right to make Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. That's what the Prima Godim explains, that the pasuk that authorizes the Chachanim to make Gzeiris, the Gemara Yevamos has this, and Daf Kof Aleph, the pasuk that authorizes the Rabbanim to make Gzeirah d'Rabbanan is the concluding post against Kumish Ayyub from Tarkov Zachary Moses, where it says, Ushmatem is Mishmarti. Ushmatem is Mishmarti means Asum Mishmeres when Mishmarti make Aseis Yov Lator. The opening mission in Pirkei Avos quotes that the Anshe Knes HaGdola was a group of 120 Chachamim at the beginning of the Baisheni period, and they had three favorite mottos. One of their mottos was Aseis Yov Lator. And that's based on this pasuk, Ushmatem is Mishmarti. So the Prima Godim points out So we have a klal. Whenever the Chumash writes Hishama pen oral, it means that it's a loises. So you see here the pasuk says Mishmartem, as Mishmarti, the Besen should make a gzera to asim Mishmeres. So Mishmartem make a siyog that people shouldn't come close to violating a loises. But by matzah, there won't be any loises. You won't be out in the mitzvah if you eat after a loisel shaka. So the Chacham have no right to make a gzera the Rabbanan in such a case. So that's what the Gemara presents over here. So it's interesting when you learn the whole Masechta Pesachim, we start from the beginning. The Gemara talks explicitly about baking the matzahs that you plan to eat for the Seder, by baking the matzahs way in advance of Pesach. Now, by Purim, all the matzahs are baked already. All the matzahs are baked already. Everything is done already. Rashi is quoted. We don't have it in Pirish Rashi and the Gemara. And the shift ends on Kuf Chal Pal, next to the last page from Sochem. So the Rishoni quote Rashi that based on this Gemara, when you get to Daf Kuf Chav, this Gemara disagrees with everything that it said before in the Masechta. You cannot bake the matzahs earlier than Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why? Because the Gemara said that there's a hekesh, there's man of Achilas matzah, has to be the same Zman. So Rashi understood not only the Zman of Achilas Matzah, the Zman of preparing the Matzah should be the same Zman as preparing the Korban Pesach. When you prepare the Korban Pesach, after the Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if you shech the Korban Pesach in the morning on Erev Pesach, it'll be puzzle. That's a discussion, the first parak in Sochem, in Zvochem, and it's a little bit discussed there. And we paskin that if you shech the Korban Pesach before Chatzos of Erev Pesach, it's possible. So just like the Korban Pesach has to be prepared, you have to shecht it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so too you have to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So this, in the world today, this is known as a Chassidish Shemini. But the Chassidim, they do it like that. What does it have to do with the Chassidim? It's not even don't do it. And the answer is that Rashi understood that that's what it says in the Bible. Why is it so important? The Rishonim said this. The Rishonim said beferish like that. That just like you cannot shech the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, so too you cannot bake the matzahs before Chatzos. But there are a lot of passages in the Rishonim that are not accepted by the Bavli. The Rashi had to show that the Bavli also agrees with this Rishonim. Bavli doesn't disagree. The whole Masechta before says many times over, you may bake the matzahs way before Chatzos. Bake the matzahs before Purim also. But when you get to next to the last page, Rashi learns that the Bavli backs out. And the Bavli also says like the Rishonim. You cannot bake the matzahs before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Rashi's grandchildren were all the Bavli HaTosfos. So they all followed that practice. This was the practice in many, many communities in Europe until the Vilna Gaon came along. So the Vilna Gaon make fun of this practice. So he said, what are you going to do if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says that Shchitas HaPesach is the Shabbos. You're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. The Shech, the Korban Pesach, the Malacha Deraisa, the Shech, the animal. It's considered a Korban Shazmana Kavuot, so it's the Shabbos. So you're going to tell me that only go and make something. You're going to tell me that you're allowed to bake the matzahs on Shabbos? It's ridiculous. The Baal HaTosis didn't do that. So the Baal HaTosis, we don't have it in our Tosis. We have it in the other sport for that period. So the Baal HaTosis say, their practice was when Erev Pesach and Adam Shabbos, they would bake the matzahs on Leil HaSeder. And that posed a problem for them because the Jews were always in business in order to make money, not to make a parnas, in order to make money. And bakers apparently don't make so much money. So the Jews were not bakers if they didn't have a baking oven. So how did they ever bake any challahs for Shabbos? How did they bake any matzahs? So they used to rent from non-Jews the right to use their oven. The non-Jews, where the Baal HaTosis lived, were Christians, were Catholics. And the Catholics used to be Shomer Shabbos on Sunday. And just like we are Shomer Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos, and they observed their Sabbath on Motzoi Shabbos on Sunday. Not only would they not do malachas, they wouldn't do the malachas, they wouldn't rent out their oven to anybody else either. That's Kar Shabbos. Just like by us, we're not allowed to rent out something to a goy. He should use it on Shabbos and get money for it. So the goyim, who would be from the Catholics, who would be observing Shabbos on Sunday, they would not rent out their oven. So in every community, they would always find one Catholic who every person has his price. If you give enough bribe, if you give enough money as a bribe, they'll violate their religion. So the Jews would pick on one Catholic who lived in the community. They would give him significant amount of money, and he would say, "Don't tell anybody that I'm violating the law." And they would start baking the matzahs on Matzah Shabbos, Leil HaSeder. Many of them, there were a lot of Jews in the community, and didn't begin to bake the matzahs till after midnight. Forget about finishing to eat the afikamen before chatzah. They didn't bake the matzahs till after dinner. So they had to bake one after the other by this Catholic. So this was the practice of the Balei HaTosafot. When Erev Pesach fell out, they write the Farish. When Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, you can't bake the matzahs on Shabbos. That's the Vilna Gaon Steiner. So the Balei HaTosafot baked the matzahs on Leil HaSeder. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of that. He said, but if you shech the Korban Pesach at night, it won't be kosher. So you're not fulfilling the Hekesh. The Hekesh tells you that the same zman for Achilas Pesach applies to Achilas Matzah, and the same zman for preparation of the Pesach applies to the preparation of the Matzah. But you can't prepare the Korban Pesach Leil Shabbos, Leil Matzoi Shabbos. Why did the Balei HaTosafot think that this solves their problem? So there's a commentary before the Second World War. They were many Gaonim Adirim in Poland who were businessmen. They weren't Rabbanim, they weren't Dayan. So one of them was Rabbi Nachum Zember. He was killed by the Nazis at the end of the Warsaw Ghetto when they bombed out the whole Warsaw, when they had the uprising. So he was killed at the end. He was killed. So he was a businessman. He had a hardware store. And there was a whole group of others like him. So that he had a friend whose name was Yoskevich, I forgot the first name, who wrote a commentary and footnotes, Marmukaimus, to the Sifrei Zuta. Sifrei Zuta is not this, the regular Sifrei is been based on Drosho Shel Rabbi Akiva, and the Sifrei Zuta, Rashi quotes it every so often. Rashi quotes it, the Sifrei Bipanim Acherim, a Sifrei with a totally different version. It's a different style of Hebrew, Sefer Aramaic of Hebrew, and it's not Rabbi Akiva's Shita. A lot of times it's Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Disagreement with Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam every so often has a din that we have no other source for other than the Sifrei Zuta. So this friend of Rabbi Nachum Zember wrote a commentary that's called Ambua Disifrei. That's an expression in the Gemara Sukkah, Ambua Disifrei. That's his footnote. So he has a long footnote on this topic. He points out that the Mishnah says in Perek Elu Dvarim, the following malachas may be violated if a Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And you bring the Korban Pesach and Bechel Shabbos, Falun Malachas may be done on Shabbos to be in the Korban Pesach. So Rashi asks a question, why can't they bring the, why do they have to be Mechal Shabbos when they're Pesach or Shabbos? Why don't you shech the Korban Pesach Leil HaSeder? So Rashi says, you can't bring Korbanos Balayla. That's the Pasuk, Yom Tzavosu. The Hakavos is Korbanim. All Korbanos have to be Bayom. It can't be Balayla. So the commentaries on the Gemara raise a question. Why does Rashi have to give this new reason? You can't bring the Korban, you can't shech the Korban Pesach Leil HaSeder, because all Korbanos have to be Bayom, not Balayla. You should have given a different reason. That's the 15th, the night of the Seder is the 15th of Nisan. The Chumash says you have to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. When it comes the night of the Seder, it's the wrong day. Even if Korbanos would be kosher Balayla, but it's not the 14th, it's the 15th. So Yoskevich explains in his footnotes on the Sifrei Zuta that the Gemara has a statement, a very fascinating statement in Gemara Chumen, that we know that they always announce on the news, tonight is going to be the holiday of Yom Kippur, and it goes from sundown to sundown. Because based on the Pasuk of Shabbos and Yom Tov, every Hanukkah, every Jewish holiday, we say, Vayere Vayivoyke, Yom Echad. The days will begin at sundown, and then it goes till sundown. That's what we call Hayom Halach Achar HaLayla. Every day begins at night, and tomorrow in the daytime is the Hemshach of the night before. The Gemara said the exception to the rule is Korbanos. By Korbanos, it's not so. HaLayla Halach Achar HaYom. So when you say Erev Pesach is the 14th, the night of the Seder that we call the 15th, that's for Issa Malacha, that's for having the Seder other dinner. But as far as Korbanos, is considered the 14th, because v'kodshim halal halacha. So that's why Rashi was bothered. Why can't you bring the Korban Pesach Leil HaSeder? It is the 14th, because in kodshim The night belongs to the previous day. The Rashi says, correct. It's the 14th, and it's called Bein Arbayim, but it's Balayla, so you can't bring any karbanas Balayla. So basically, Leil Hezvav is really Yudalit in Kochim and Beis HaMikdash. The only reason why you can't bring the karbanas is because the avodah of karbanas will be possible Balayla. But there's no din that baking the matzah is possible Balayla. So there's no problem. So bake that. That's why the Bali Ateisah followed Rashi. They're all grandchildren around Rashi. They followed Rashi's opinion that the baking of the matzah has to take place Balayla. So this is a fine, a beautiful pshat. The problem is that there's a Sefer Hanayor written by one of the Balei HaTaisvis, one of the older Mesbachim from the Yeshiva, older than Rabbi Arbisvel, this Rabbi Gershon Appel was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a classmate of my father. That was during the lifetime of Rav Moshe Soloveitchi. It was years before Rabbi Arbisvel was in the Yeshiva. So Gershon Appel put out this manuscript, Sefer HaNiyar. And Sefer HaNiyar, they described the way the Balei, some of the Balei HaTaisus would bake the matzah on the 14th of Nisan in the morning before Shacharis, because they're doing a mitzvah. How can they bake it in the morning? If Rashi claims you have to bake it the same time that you would shech the Korban Pesach. If you bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, we paskin it's bustle. So must be some other explanation for Rashi. Why the matzahs have to be baked on Erev Pesach? Not necessarily based on his gemara, that his man of the matzah, preparing the matzah has to be the same as man as preparing of the Korban Pesach. Must be some other source that allows you even to bake the matzah in the morning. So Rav Soloveitchik used to be very excited when he would say over this pshat, he thought that this was the more correct version of what Rashi said. So the Gemara tells us a din based on Pesukim and Chumash that you can only the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey this thought that when you bake matzah for Pesach, you can't use potato starch, and you can't use kidneys, you can't use other things. You have to use one of the chameshes minyadog, one of the five grains. And the Mishnah lists off the five grains. That's only called lechem if it's bo l'dei chibutz. If you let the pour water into the flour and you make a dough, it'll rise and it'll turn into chametz. So there are other kinds of flour that you use. If you use potato starch and you mix it with water, that's a different chemical reaction. That's not called chibutz. That's called sirchon. It's a different chemical reaction. The only grains that are bole de chimutz are the chameshes minei dogam. And the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk said you should eat matzahs on Pesach and you shouldn't eat chametz. So it seems that the definition of matzah is something that could theoretically be bole de chimutz, and you were careful to see to it that it doesn't become chametz. So what does this mean? So this is a question when we learn that halacha, when you discuss the halacha's version, are the Tanoim telling us what's the definition of the chameshes mini dogon? It's only called, only these five grains are considered dogon, are considered grains, in order to make lechem? Or is it something more than that? Not just kviyas hamin, which vegetables or which grains are considered grains al pi halacha. Maybe it means that this particular flour has to be bole de chimutz. So this is a serious, looks like it's a machlokes, as the Rambam and the Ramban. The Gemara has a din commenting on the phrase in the Chumash that the matzah for the Seder has to be lechem oni. What does the word oni mean? So the Gemara says several levels of interpretation. We accept all of the levels of interpretation. Torah Shabbat Peh has additional levels of interpretation. The Yeshiva Parm Latoy can have 70 different levels of interpretation. And any given pasuk, we assume achas dibra lekim shtaim zu shamati. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the text of the Chumash, you have one pasuk. When you can have more than one level of interpretation. When we were in elementary school, a lot of times the teacher would say, "What's the pshuto shal mikra?" He would say, "The only true pshat in the pasuk is the pshuto shal mikra." That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Eina mikra yetzim b'dei pshut," means the pshutu shal mikra is also true. Not only are the drushes of the Torah Shabbat correct, pshutu shal mikra is also true. That's what the Ramban points out. And his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Gemara never said, Ein ba mikra ela pshuta. Gemara said, pshuta shal mikra is also true. You can tell from the context of the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, that one of the Amoraim learned all of the Mishnahs, all of Talmud Bavli, he knew all of Torah Sheval Peh. One fine day, the Rebbe said a din, and he said he never heard of that din before. The Rebbe said, no, but that's pshuta shal mikra. Pshuta shal mikra is also binding. Not only additional levels of interpretation, pshuta is also binding. So there could be many different levels, additional levels of interpretation of the Torah Sheval Peh. So there are, and that pasuk lechem oni. So one of the levels of interpretation is lechem oni prat lematzah ashira. If you mix in a lot of orange juice or a lot of other juices, usually assume egg matzahs. We usually assume you can't use egg matzahs for the seder because it's very tasty. It's very minim zaynus. You don't say amoytzi on it unless you eat a lot of egg matzah. Like if you eat a ton of cake, you say amoytzi if it's very filling. We'll just have a little bit of cake, so you say mezainis. Egg matzah is basically mezainis. It's not hamoitzi. So the Rambam has a unique shita that no one understands and no one accepts l'aloha. The Rambam understood that it's only considered matzah ashira if you mixed in one of the four specific liquids that the Gemara mentioned, either yain shem and dvash ha'chalo, wine or olive oil, dvash, honey, or milk. One of the four. Mix in milk, you're not having flesh. But the Gemara said, these are the four mashkin that make it matzah shirin. All other mashkin don't count. So according to the Rambam, you can use egg matzah for the seder. Rabbi Zalbeitzer would always say, according to the Rambam, you can use egg matzah for the seder. A lot of people, when their Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and they want to have shalashudas, but they don't want to have chametz in the house. They want to. So how are they going? What are they going to say? Amotzia? You're not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So the common practice is everybody uses egg matzahs. And you could there suit on the egg matzahs, so you make it into amotzia. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, but according to the Rambam, if you use egg matzahs, you'll be yotze by the seder. So it's an iser. You're not allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. It's like eating shmur matzah on Erev Pesach. So the
unless you made it with milk, with honey or something, like, you know, with one of those four mashkim, then even the Rambam.
So that's why of the matzah companies put in wine in the egg matzah. So you should be allowed to use it here when our pesel falls out of shop. People want to use it for shop shudders, so they put in wine. So even according to the Rambam, it'll be matzah shir. You'll be allowed to eat it in our pesel, right? Unless you put in one of the four. So that's it's not interesting. The Rosh HaShulchan writes, nobody understands the Rambam. Why should these four mashkin be unique? So the Avnei Nezer was a super genius. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very taken by the Avnei Nezer. He doesn't have anything bland in his Jew. Everything is sheer genius. So he has an interpretation in the Rambam. So he shows that the Pshat, he shows that the Gemara has a Machlekes Hatanoim. Whether if you mix together flour with water, that's mitzaref. Everything to water is mitzaref, the whole bread together. Let's say you have a long Italian bread and an adam tummy touches one end of the bread. So we say magad b'maksasik and magad b'kol is considered one big unit. It's considered as if he touched the whole thing. So Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Does the mitzaref of everything, if you touch one end of an apple, so an apple grows like that. If you touch one end of a steak, so it's one unit. A steak, the animal grows like that. But the bread is made from flour. So what, who tells you that the water is mitzarev everything together? So that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether only one of the zayin mashkin is mitzarev or any mashkin is mitzarev. So that the Nezer thinks that the Rambam holds only the zayin mashkin ma mitzarev. So therefore, he says, only these four mashkin, Yain, Shem, and Dvash, and Cholav, which are from the Zion mashkin, these are mitzaref, the matzah together, and therefore they are mitzaref to the matzah. That's why the matzah is called matzah ashira. But if you have egg matzah, or you have orange juice, you use something that's not one of the Zion mashkin, so it's not mitzaref, the matzah together, and it's not mitzaref to the matzah. It's like you ate a matzah and you had some orange juice at the same time. It's not considered, it doesn't blend in al pidin to be part of the matzah. But that's why the Rambam thinks that it's not called matzah ashir. So the Rambam has this opinion, leaving out the pshat. So the Rambam has this opinion that egg matzahs would be acceptable for the Leila Seder. So the Ramban asked Chan the Rambam, how can that be? But it's not Bolei Dechilas. The Gemara says, May parents are not machmets. And the Gemara says that in order to be kosher for matzah, has to be something that's Bolei Dechilas. So in the yeshivas, everybody says the Rambam's opinion is that Bolei Dechilas is not a din that the dough has to have the possibility of turning into hummus. It's just to be kaveh, what's considered the chameshes mine doga? So you use regular wheat flour. Are you use a liquid to make the dough, one of the made Paris liquids, that it's nothing that's going to be bothered the chimutz. So that doesn't bother the Rambam. He doesn't think you need that the isur should be bothered him. Just a din to be kaveh, the min. And the Ramban disagrees and says, no, it has to be, this isur could have possibly turned into chametz. So in the Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Daf Lamed Hey. The Mishnah says if the matzah happens to be baked, if it's matzah shel tevel, they weren't mafresh shumus amarsis yet, they weren't mafresh challah, and it's a isur, you're not allowed to eat it, then if you use it for Leila Seder, you're not yet. The Gemara says, why not? What's wrong? It's matzah. You did an avera, so we wouldn't recommend to eat it. But why should it be possible? Why does it even be the evidence you're not yet say? So usually we would say it's a mitzvah baba aver, but the Gemara, when the Gemara starts off, they don't say mitzvah baba aver. They say because it's not bole de chimutz. Why is that bole de chimutz? Because with the din of benisa chala lisa. If the matzah is also renovated because it's tevel, if you mix it with water, turns it to chametz, you'll only be in violation of the isa tevel. You won't be in violation of the isa chametz because the isa chametz cannot be chal on top of the isa tevel any chala lisa. So for the Gemara, you see that the bole de chimutz is not merely a din to be kaveh. What are the chameshes made in? It's a din that this particular dough, this sisa, had to have been able to be boiled in chemos. But the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara starts off like that in the Aflana. The Gemara rejects it because that's called an isa kailo. When the isa chametz sets in on the Pesach in the afternoon, then at Torah, the isa sets in at Chatzos in the afternoon, at Erev Pesach, and with the Rabbanon they ask the chametz an hour or two before. An hour before it's also about Noah, and 2 hours before it's also about Chilam. So since the Isa Chametz takes effect, is chal on all the kosher bread that does not have an Isa tevel on it, does have an Isa tevel. So that's called an Isa kailo. Since the Isa Chametz chal on the kosher bread, that's chal on the tray for bread as well. So it is bole de Isa Chametz. So the Gemara rejects that suggestion. But you see from the Gemara, the Ramban's idea that the Isa has to be bole de Chametz, he got from the Gemara, at least the Havam in the Gemara, that it's not merely a din to be kaveh, what's considered the Chameshes Minidola. So then this Isa has to be Bole de Chametz. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested this in the Sefer HaNayor, that Rav Gershon Appel worked on the manuscript, and that was his doctoral dissertation, I think, his commentary on the Sefer HaNayor's footnotes. So why did they bake the matzah Tzaret Pesach in the morning? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the pasuk Ach Bayam Rishon Tashbisu contains both an Iser Aseh and a Kiyam Aseh. There's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz, to burn the chametz at Pesach in the morning, and then there's an Iser not to eat chametz in the afternoon. The Gemara said the word Ach means chilek. I split the day in half. At Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, the first half of the day is special for the Kiyam HaMitzvah of burning chametz, destroying the chametz, and the second half of the day, you have an Isra, so we have a different sukkim and chumash. Let's say chumash says you have to wear tefillin. So that's a mitzvah, so I say. That's not an Isra, I say. Then you have another posik that says, kol tzipa tahor tachelu. You should eat kosher chicken. That's a mitzvah to have kosher chicken once a day, every day. No such mitzvah. Person wants to be a vegetarian, he's not about the mitzvah. That's an Isra, I say. It means don't eat a non kosher fowl. Doesn't mean a mitzvah says to eat kosher fowl. Then sometimes you have a pasuk that's both an Isur Esay and a Kiyam Esay. So one of the examples is Tashbisu. The Gemara says the first half of the day is Zman for the Kiyam Esay, second half of the day is Zman for the Isur Esay. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought. The other Baal HaTosfos understood Rashi differently. Not that you have to bake the matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because it's hukash to the Shechitas of Pesach, but rather the matzah has to be boiled de chimotz. You have to be careful that it shouldn't become chametz. The shem chametz doesn't exist all year long. only on Erev Pesach. The night before Pesach, Leil Bedikas Chametz Mederabbanan, we call it Chametz. Menater, it's not, there is not Dina Bedikas Chametz Menater. If there would be a din, it would be on the daytime, it wouldn't be the night before. When does the Shem Chametz begin with respect to Pesach? So Erev Pesach in the morning, it is man of the Kiyom Esek, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, man of the Yisr Esek. So that was the Sheet of Rashi. So that's why the Balei HaTosfos, some of them in the community with the Sefer HaNeyorim, their practice was they would bake the matzah on Erev Pesach in the morning before they daven shachar. So you're not allowed to do your own personal private business before you daven shachar. But if you're preparing, let's say the Mishnah Berurah has this, I'm afraid I go to the 8:30 minyan for shachar. On Friday morning, if I'm going to go to the bakery after the 8:30 minyan, all the challahs will be sold out. Am I allowed to go buy challahs for Shabbos before I daven Shabbos? And Mishnah Berurah says it's permissible because buying challahs for Shabbos is a mitzvah of hachana for Shabbos. So you're permitted to do mitzvahs before you daven Shabbos. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos had to practice. They would bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach in the morning because they didn't think the shot was that you have to bake the matzahs at the same time, not hukash to the zman of preparation of the Korban Pesach, but rather, it doesn't have a shame matzah if there's no shame chametz. You have to be careful. It shouldn't be boiled in the chametz, but it has to be theoretically able to be boiled in the chametz. If you're going to bake the matzah before Erev Pesach in the morning, if there's no shame chametz at all. So Meitzchik was very, he liked this pshat very much. Okay, but today it turns out only the Hasidim follow Rashi and Shita, and the Mesnagdim follow the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon did away with the whole thing. Aye, baby.